This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's Veterans Day. First Lady Jill Biden is hosting a Veterans Day breakfast at the White House as she announces new support for children who live with wounded service members and veterans. President Biden's out of the country for a UN climate change conference in Egypt. Vice President Kamala Harris will be at Arlington National Cemetery later this morning. If you're on the East Coast, you may well be seeing lots of rain. The AB's Donna Warder with the latest on what was Hurricane Nicole before it weakened.
Nicole could cause flooding as it moves into the eastern Ohio Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, and New England through Saturday. The National Hurricane Center says the storm could dump as much as 6 inches of rain over the Blue Ridge Mountains by today. Nicole touched down in Florida as a hurricane Thursday, and the storm sent homes along the coast toppling into the Atlantic Ocean and damaged many others, including hotels and a row of high-rise condos. At least two people were killed.
Russia denies this is a humiliating setback.
Russia's military says the withdrawal of troops from the west bank of the river that divides Ukraine's Kherson region is now complete. The Russian Defense Ministry says it's finished pulling troops out of the Kherson side of the Dnieper River. The retreat marks another setback for Moscow's war in Ukraine. However, a Kremlin spokesman has refused to acknowledge the retreat as humiliating for Russia's President Vladimir Putin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in the U.S., 3 days after Election Day, several races are still too close to call. So we still don't have any final numbers on which party will control Congress. Elon Musk's message to Twitter employees, stop working from home, show up at the office full time. This is AP News. Now to something they found buried in the ocean floor, not far from Cape Canaveral.
NASA's confirming that a large square of debris buried on the ocean floor comes from the space shuttle Challenger. More than three decades after the Challenger exploded, killing all seven people on board, including teacher Krista McAuliffe, a section of the spacecraft has been detected on the ocean floor, not far from Cape Canaveral. It's at least 15 by 15 square feet, but it could be larger because some is buried in the sand. A NASA manager who confirmed the authenticity says, of course the emotions come back. The debris was spotted by divers looking for wreckage of a World War II plane. Roughly 118 tons of pieces from the Challenger have been recovered. The History Channel, on November 22nd, will air a documentary on the finding. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.